I'll tell you, it has absolutely been a good place to be this morning, has it not? I am so thankful. You know, how things can change in a heartbeat. You know, they can change it just like I had. I thought the Lord had told me to preach about heaven this week. Well, I got up this morning and I was going over the sermon, and He changed it completely. About 8:10 this morning. So you're going to get what He gave me. And if you would, turn to Philippians, the 2nd chapter, the 5th verse. And when you get there, please stand and honor God's word this morning. Let's read it together. Philippians, the 2nd chapter, 1 verse, that'd be the 5th verse. Amen. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And I'm just going to read that again. It's just one little verse. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, I come thanking you. Father, I thank you for the movement of the Holy Spirit, Lord. I thank you for feeling that here this morning. I thank you, Father, for the revival down through the past week, Lord. I pray, Father, that, Lord, that it would continue to revive us as we go. I thank you, Father, for the souls that are here this morning. And I pray, Father, that, Lord, that as we go about this service this morning, as this sermon is being preached, and I pray, Lord, that you would get me out of the way, Lord. I pray that you would preach it. And I ask, Father, that, Lord, that hearts would be opened and that minds would be opened, and that, Father, we would look at this, Lord, and say, Lord, yes, this is just like Jesus. Amen. And I praise you for that. And we ask it all in Jesus' name, and amen. You may be seated. Thank you. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. What's it trying to tell us there? Can we be like Christ? We can be Christ-like. We'll never be Christ. Let's get that out of the way right now. But brother said, we can be Christ-like this morning. It said, let this mind, which was just like Jesus, let that mind be within you. And a thought come to my mind this morning as I was thinking about that. You know what? Whatever Jesus did, you know what? Have you ever heard the saying, well, that's just like that person. That's just like them. That's just like them, what they do. Well, I want to preach to you this morning, that's just like Jesus. That's just like Jesus. Keep in mind and remember about having the mind of Christ. All right, I'm going to be all over the place. I just marked this stuff down as I started to go there. But you know what? The first thing I want to talk to you about was the woman that was taken in adultery. It's over in John chapter 8. And it said this, and I'll read the scripture. You can go there if you want, but you don't have to. And Jesus went into the Mount of Olives early in the morning, and he came again into the temple, and all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and the Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery, and they had set her in the midst. And they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. And Moses in the law commands us that she should be stoned, but what sayest thou? This they said, tempting him, that he might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down with his finger and wrote on the ground, as though he heard them not. And when they continued asking, he lifted himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and he wrote on the ground, and they which heard it, being convicted in their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning by the eldest and even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone with the woman standing in the midst. And Jesus lifted him up himself and saw none but the woman. And he said to her, Woman, where is those thine accusers? Has no man condemned thee? She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. And he sinned no more. He said, Go and sin no more. Isn't that just like Jesus? We can condemn. We have a bad habit of condemning people. We have a bad habit of saying, well, this one's this bad, this one can never be this good, this one can never be that. But isn't it just like Jesus that he would say, go, and I said, I don't condemn you, and he said, sin no more. I want to tell you this morning, I don't know where you're at here this morning. I don't know if someone is condemning you. I don't know what's going on with your life here this morning. But I want you to know something. We have to have the mind of Christ in us. We can have that mind. And praise God, we need not condemn. We need not put it out there like that. Isn't it just like Jesus to say, listen, you know what? I know how bad you are. I know everything about you. But I know that you can change. I know that you can be different. Praise God. Isn't that just like Jesus this morning to say that he can save the worst? Isn't it just like him this morning? Praise God. I tell you what, whenever I got to thinking about this morning and God started dealing with me on this, I tell you, thank God that Jesus is just like that. And he mentioned a little bit ago about the woman at the well. And listen, isn't it just like Jesus whenever the woman come to the well to get water? And he said, many more believe because of her own words, because of his own words, and said unto the woman, now we believe, not because of the sayings, for we have heard of ourselves, and know that it is indeed Christ the Savior of the world. Isn't that just like Jesus? Isn't that just like him? You know what? The Jews wouldn't even walk through Samaria. They would go all the way around it. They thought that they were dogs. Then whenever they walked by a Samaritan, they kept their heads down. You know what Jesus told the disciples later on? He said, get your heads up and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest. That's exactly what he told them. I'm telling you here this morning, isn't it just like Jesus to say, listen, folks, get your heads, your nose out of the ground. You look out and see what's out there for you. Praise God, and go out into a world and take your little corner of the world and try to get as many people saved as you can. Don't make no difference what they've done in the past. Doesn't make no difference if you think they're dogs. It doesn't make no difference if you think what they are. They're still a soul. And Jesus said that they can be saved. And he said, and this woman, this one woman, went back and they had revival in that town in Samaria. Can you praise God for that this morning? We just had revival down in Medina here. But can you praise God that you know what? Jesus said just this one woman, just one individual went. And pray God, revival broke out. Isn't it amazing? If we mind the Lord what we can do. Isn't it amazing what if we mind Him what can happen? Praise God. And he gave me something else over in John 2, 1 through 11. It said this, and in the third day was the marriage in Cana of Galilee. The mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto them, they have no wine. Jesus saith unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. His mother saith unto him, the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. And there went and set there 6 water pots of stone after the manner purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. And Jesus said unto them, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he saith unto them, draw out now, and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bear it. And the rulers of the feast tasted it, the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was. But the servants which drew the water knew. The governor of the feast called the bridegroom, and saith to every one of the men, beginning, doest set forth good wine, when men have well drunk, that which is worse? But thou hast kept the good wine until now. The beginning of the miracles, the Jesus of Cana in the Galilee, and manifest forth. Let me tell you something. Isn't that just like Jesus? Let me tell you why. He didn't raise anybody from the dead there. He didn't heal anybody there. He changed water into wine. But let me tell you, He cares about your everyday life. Do you get that? God showed that to me this morning. I don't know what's going on in your life day after day after day. But the Lord that we serve, isn't that just like Jesus to care about your everyday? He cares about us. I praise God in heaven that you know what? That whenever I go down through my mundane day, every day sometimes, I go to work, I get up, I do this and do that. Jesus cares about that. Amen. He cares about it when you go to work. He cares about it when you go to the store. He cares about it no matter what your day's like. And I never did look at that scripture like that till this morning. And I'm thinking, thank you, Lord. Thank you. That is right. Our mundane, everyday things in life, Jesus cared about it. Praise the Lord this morning. And he said, over in Matthew 17, 24 through 27, and when they were come to Capernaum, that they received tribute money, come to Peter and saith unto him, doeth your master pay tribute? And he saith, yes. And when he was coming to the house, Jesus prevented him, saying, why thinkest thou, Simon, of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute, of their own children or of strangers? Peter saith unto him, of strangers? Jesus saith unto him, then are the children free. But listen to this, notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go thou to the sea, cast in a hook, and take the fish, and the first cometh up, and when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find piece of money and take it and give it and give it, it says here, unto them for me and thee. Brothers and sisters, you know what Jesus showed me on that? He takes care of your finances as well.
Amen.
Amen. I'm here to tell you, I believe the God that we serve will take care of whatever you're needing in your life when it comes down to financial. Listen, that may seem like a little thing to you right there, but Peter was a fisherman with nets. He never fished with a hook that I ever seen in the Bible, but he said, you go out and fish with a hook and you get one fish. Peter's used to getting bunches of fish. He goes after and he gets it, and lo and behold, there's that piece of money in it that they could pay for their tribute, to pay their taxes, is what he's saying to do. I'm going to tell you a little story. I've said it around here before. A gentleman by the name of Clell Welt, and I had the utmost respect for that man. He's already went on to glory. One time he was sitting in church, and he told me this. He said, Dave, he said, I had $25 to my name. I had it. And he said, God told me to put it in that plate. And he said, I took and I put it in that plate. And I said, God, I said, I don't know what I'm going to do for the rest of the week. That's all we got. He said, he put it in the plate. And he said, Monday, whenever the mail come, and this is absolutely what happened. He said, I got a check in the mail for $150 for back taxes that I overpaid. He said, I got it. And I tell you what, that man, I know that man. I know he's not lying to me. I know it's the absolute truth what he told me. I'm here to tell you, brothers, God cares about your finances. He cares about you getting by. He cares. Listen, sometimes we want more than what God said, I will meet every one of your needs.
Amen.
And I believe He'll meet every one of your needs, whatever it takes for you to get by. But God showed me that's what He said. Listen, He said, you do what God wants for you to do. You mind the Lord. You do what God wants and impresses upon your heart to do. And if God's doing it, I'm telling you what, brother, it will work out. Another thing God showed me. It's over in Matthew. It's over in Matthew, the 14th chapter, the 25th verse. And you remember whenever they went out on the boat and the winds was tossing and turning them? And it said this, and in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto him walking on the sea. You know why that's important? Why I think that's important? The fourth watch of the night, the darkest part of the night. You know what? I have been in some pretty dark places in my life.
Amen.
I have been. And I praise God. He's been there.
Amen.
He's been there.
Amen.
He's been there. Isn't that just like Jesus?
Amen.
Come to you when you're at your darkest hour, when it's your lowest ebb in life, whenever things seem like they can't get no worse. He will come to you. He will come to you in the fourth hour of the watch. He'll come to you to the darkest part of your life. Thank God He is that kind of a Lord. And you know, isn't that just like Jesus to do that? He's done it for me. He's no respecter of persons.
Amen.
Over Matthew, the 14th, just a little bit before that, in 13 through 21, you know, He fed, it said, to 5,000. Just 5,000 men plus women and children. It could have been 10,000 for all we know. He fed them with what little bit of fish and what little bread that he had. You know what? Isn't that just like Jesus, like I said, to take care of you whenever, you know what? You don't think there's what? Can you ever notice something about this scripture? I didn't notice this till Jesus showed me this morning. In 16, but Jesus said unto them, he said to his disciples, they need not depart. Give ye them to eat. He told the disciples, you give them to eat. You know what? I believe if they'd have had enough faith, they could have done it. But they didn't have the faith. They brought the... So there's only one person there that didn't need a miracle that day. You know why? There's that boy that brought those fish and them bread. There's only one there that didn't need it. The rest of them needed it. And praise God, isn't it just like Jesus to supply the need, the miracle that was needed in a person's life to whatever they have? Isn't that just like Him? We're supposed to have the mind of Christ. My goodness, I fail so miserably sometimes. I don't know about you, but I fail miserably sometimes. I tell you what, I praise the Lord this morning. And they said unto him, we have but five loaves and two fish. And he said, bring them hither. Bring them to me. And he commanded the multitude to sit down in the grass. He took the five loaves and the two fish. Looking up to heaven, he blessed and brake and gave the loaves unto the disciples. And it said there was 12 baskets left over. You know what? This is just my little humble opinion. But I believe that little boy, that come prepared, I believe he took a lot of those baskets home with him. Amen. That's just my little humble opinion. Because he was the one that came prepared. He was the one that knew. Amen. I'm here to tell you this morning, praise God. Isn't that just like Jesus? Amen. Isn't it just like Jesus to save an old, awful person like me one day, Greg? Wasn't it? He said, Jesus said, I come to save those which are lost. Isn't it just like Jesus to save somebody like me and make him a preacher one day? Granted, not a very good one, but he made me a preacher one day. He told me, he said, listen, he said, you will preach my word. Isn't that just like Jesus? Isn't that just like him? To take someone you'd never think and make a preacher out of them one day. I guarantee if you go back to my high school and talk to those kids in those class of mine, they would tell you that's a guy's a preacher. I'm here to tell you. Praise God this morning. Praise his holy name. Isn't that just like Jesus? Isn't that just like him? Isn't that just like him to take this church here, what he did a few years back, and take it from what we were and bring it to here? And that's nothing on me, and I don't never say that. I'm saying it because the people that were here had the faith to believe that Jesus is the kind of Jesus that he is. Amen. Isn't that just like him? I praise God this morning for his mercy, for his grace. Belinda, if you come and get a song this morning. I'll tell you, I had this real nice sermon. I had this real nice sermon printed out about heaven this morning, Greg. Oh, buddy, I had typed it all out. I did all the work on it. And God said, that ain't the way it's going to be this morning, son. I'm here to tell you this morning, praise God. Isn't that just like Jesus? Isn't that just like him? I'm telling you, the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ. Do you have that this morning? We're going to open this up here this morning when we're going to get a song. And if you would, come up here this morning and let's pray. Amen. Let's do that this morning.